Early spring is a slow time on Eric Run's farm. As the central Illinois weather outside his machine shop brings rain and wind, he tinkers with the meters on one of his planters. But as Run prepares for planting, he's also keeping an eye on the harvest. The beans awaiting the combine aren't here, but a continent away in the central plains of Brazil. Rund and other farmers are investors in an operation called South American Soy, which has 3,500 acres of land in the state of Tocantins. Rund has an intensive interest in Brazilian agriculture, even though some of his neighbors may be skeptical.
I'm sure some of them say, oh, there's Rund again, you know, with another group of those darn foreigners. My philosophy is they're our competition. We need to know what our competition's doing so that we can adjust our operation to better compete with them.
Much of the land owned by South American Soy has never been planted. It's cerrado, or brushy prairie, suitable for grazing, but it won't stay untilled for long. That part of Brazil's interior is an agricultural frontier. South American Soy's chief executive is Phil Corzine, another farmer from Illinois, who fell in love with Brazil's soybean fields on a tour of the country.
It's kind of a neat thing for a farm boy that heard about his great-grandfather that broke sod out of the prairie here in Illinois, to be able to go down there and actually participate in a company that's kind of doing the same thing in a different part of the world.
John Carroll of Carthage, Illinois, graduated from college in 2003, got married, and moved to the Brazilian state of Bahia that same summer. Now he's operating an 18,000-acre soybean and cotton farm owned by his family and other investors. Speaking from his home in the boom town of Luis Eduardo, Carroll says the family bought the farm at hundreds of dollars an acre, where Midwest farmland sells in the thousands.
Land is just so cheap and labor's cheap. And Warren Buffett says if you can buy dollars for 40 cents, you should just buy all of them that you can and hope it's going to work out. So that's kind of the route we took.
American investors have capital that Brazil is more than happy to get. Carroll says banks there are hesitant to lend money for land purchases because the courts can be slow to resolve land ownership issues. University of Illinois agribusiness professor Peter Goldsmith says it takes time for newcomers to get used to everything from the banking system to the way business deals are made.
I mean, these are all the tacit things that we would kind of have a sense here of how that would be, but you have to go learn all that and get a sense and live it and spend time. And so it takes a while.
John Carroll has been doing just that in Bahia. He says there's a surprising amount of regulation and bureaucracy in Brazil, but it's selectively enforced.
There's a few laws that you have to follow. Then there's another group of them that, you know, you kind of need to follow. Then there's a whole bunch more that you'll never be checked upon and nobody pays any attention to. There's an incredible amount of laws down here. You just have to learn which ones are going to be enforced and which aren't.
The American farmers say they're aware of the damage the boom in agriculture has been doing to Brazil's rainforest. But they say ranching is the biggest culprit. Soybean farmers say their interest lies in the prairie-like Cerrado areas. And even there, they're required to keep 35% of their land in its natural state. The land rush in Brazil doesn't mean the American farmers are giving up on their land back in the Midwest, though. Eric Run grows specialty corn and beans on his Illinois farm for seed companies, as well as corn specifically engineered for Frito-Lay products like Doritos. But farming in the Midwest rarely provides enough alone to support a family. Run and his wife supplement their income with the Brazil investment and other jobs as they maintain the family farm.
And it's just not me. There's every farm around here, every grain farmer, has something else going on. Either they're trucking or they're installing tile, or they're doing something else to help make a living.
Another off-season source of income for Rund, taking other Midwest farmers on tours of their competitors' fields in Brazil. I'm Tom Rogers.